Hello, everybody. Thursday, August 9th, 2012, my day began on the airplane. I guess my day started the time the plane landed at the airport. We arrived at 6:30 a.m. at Amsterdam at the Schiphol Airport. Beautiful place. At first, I decided that I needed some exercise, so I went on a half-hour walk to the end of the airport. The end was a peaceful place. There was a couple of people, and I could see all the planes taxiing in from the airport and watched a European raven searching for spiders on the other side of the window. And I made my way back to the relaxation area, videotaping the airport for the folks at home. I completely drained my video battery. I looked at the presentation for a special alcohol used to mix cocktails in the 20s, and it was a multimedia advertising where you would actually smell the cocktails being made. Very interesting, very interactive. There was a wellness center where there were people giving massages, and there was fish tanks where you put your feet in and the little fish nibble off the dead skin off your feet. And there was also a water massage unit where you lie in it and what looked like an iron lung, and with your head sticking out, and you get a water massage. And that might be too much liability to do such things in shopping malls in America. I walked through the airport, the art museum, reading all of the notes attached to 150 to 400-year-old paintings. Looking at and appreciating art is very soothing to me, and I'm amazed at their detail and how their color is maintained, even for 400 years. I made my way to the relaxation area where there is lounge chairs and where one can stretch out and relax and even sleep and watch videos of cars driving through Dutch streets and countryside. I made sure I fell asleep with one hand in my bag. I caught myself snoring loudly once, and there was a lot of people blowing their noses as if they had a cold. I was wondering what kind of viruses they had acquired on their journey. I hope I don't get quarantined in the USA for being in Kampala. Then I went to my favorite place, the meditation center. I tried to write daily bread there. There were Muslims praying. There was an African priest doing mass all by himself. And there was a couple of guys doing yoga. One was even standing on his head. One of the volunteers there, Garrick, invited me in and served me two cups of espresso coffee and cookies. I thank God because I didn't have any money to spend and I really wanted some coffee. God provided the most delicious coffee. When Garrick heard I had no money, he asked me if I needed money. When I said I was going to pray, he says, "Can I offer you some support?" He allowed me to pray for him. He got me to sign the guest book, and we were all both very thankful for our exchange. He's a great man, and what a great ministry they got going on there. So go to the meditation room at Schiphol Airport. He greeted people, all people of all religions. He is part of the Dutch Reformed Church, one of 28 volunteers at the meditation center. And he stated that one time he gathered a Jew, a Muslim, and a Christian together where they dialogue and interacted and in the end shook their hands. What a beautiful story. I'm surprised that such ministry is going on in Europe that is rapidly secularizing. The rest of the time, 10:20 to 12:50, I could just journal and go past the boarding screen. The plane was a little late to show up, and so we waited with 200 other people, and finally we got on the plane. And by 2:15, we were up in the air, and I was sitting next to this Finnish exchange student who was headed to Wisconsin. She is here with 11 other people. On my left is a Muslim girl with a head covering, and her mother was behind her. I think she's like Indonesian or something. I didn't know if I should say any words to her. Hardly anyone talked to her, I think, because they're not sure what they should be saying, I suppose. Anyway, they brought her a Muslim food tray, and she opened up the packaging like a young lady and was very careful in all she did, and she turned back and asked her mother for advice, and she was very sincere. And I was quite impressed. The Finnish girl was very friendly. She helped with my overhead bag, and she was very talkative. I gave her my window seat because her entertainment feature on the plane seat did not work, and she also wanted to sleep. During the flight, I watched Hunger Games. It was a very good movie, and I wanted to find out what my kids were all excited about. There was a good motto from the movie: love and fair play and friendship can overcome any evil. I also got to think about all the things that I learned from the conference. There's a lot. I hope I can make a good presentation, presented in many places, to inspire people to be missionaries. May God help me to have the grace and wisdom to present things properly for the glory of God. I can't wait to see my family. I feel kind of bad that I couldn't bring back some gifts, but I didn't go shopping at all. I didn't exchange my money to shillings. It was not easy to procure gifts. I also gave the last of my money as a donation to the Bethesda Clinic, and I just tried to bring a couple of souvenir rocks back, but they were confiscated. So I thank God for Julie. She will come to pick me up, and I hope that she keeps track of the arrival time because we are arriving a little late. I wish I could have communicated with her via email a little more during this trip, but I had no access, and it's not easy to use someone else's computer when they are communicating to their loved ones. Maybe we can go for a coffee together when I get back. Hope the kids are interested in what I have to say about Africa. Maybe I can create a PowerPoint to share with them. I miss walking the dog. I miss stretching out and working out. And I miss going out for coffee at Starbucks and Caribou Coffee. I miss reading my paper. I want to write and post Daily Bread, write and post my Bible reading. And I want to hug and kiss all my kids, and I hope you understand that I could not get them any gifts. My reports and audio and videos can be good gifts. I can't say I miss work, but I know that I must go. I have a new desire and reason to improve my skills so I can become a more useful servant of God on the mission field one day. Finally, the plane arrived in O'Hare at Terminal 5, and it was maybe an hour and a half late. And so we got through the boarding and et cetera. Went through the. There was no. Didn't quarantine me. Didn't care if I came back from Uganda. And there was Julie. She had bought me two Hawaiian leis to put around my neck and a sunflower bouquet, and she greeted me and with the same energy as, you know, more energy than anyone else. And she wanted to remind me of the time when I arrived at Seoul back in 1989. And she took her day to pick me up, and I really thank God for that. We talked all the way back to DeKalb, and so I thank God for her love. So I'm looking forward to getting all this down and presenting it to the world about God's great work in Uganda. Thank you very much. Bye.